Today is Monday, December 28th, 2020. Welcome to An Alaskan Moment from Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting in Sandpoint, apradio.org. This week in Alaska history, December 28th, 1934, a Juneau Lodge of the Sons of Norway was initiated at the Old Fellows Hall. December 29th, 1906, the Elliott Creek Post Office was established. It was discontinued at the end of the year in 1910. December 30th, 1938, E.W. Griffin, Secretary of Alaska, died suddenly at Juneau.
December 31st, 1917, all saloons and liquor stores in Alaska were closed at midnight under a new law approved by a majority of Alaska voters. January 1st, 1918, an Alaskan law that forbid employees from working more than 8 hours a day went into effect. This law, which has been called the most radical piece of hours regulation in the history of the United States, was struck down as unconstitutional by Judge Charles Bunnell on February 27th. January 2nd, 1917, fire whipped out much of the business district of Valdez. January 3rd, 1959, President Dwight D. Eisenhower proclaimed Alaska the 49th state of the Union. This Week in Alaska History, compiled by Robert N. Dean Armand of Sitka, Kentucky, of the Alaska Historical Society.
And now for your poem. Nancy Lord was Alaska's 13th Poet Laureate, serving from October 2008 until September 2010. Nancy Lord is the author of several books, including Green Alaska, about the 1899 Harriman expedition to Alaska, and Early Warming, about climate change in the North. The following is an excerpt from her video essay titled Glacier, made in collaboration with the Voices in the Wilderness program in the U.S. Forest Service's Nellie Juan College Fjord Wilderness Study Area.
Language fails me. It always does when mountains and glaciers are involved. The old naturalists, John Muir among them, pretty much used up the decorative language. Noble glaciers, majestic rocks, sublime grandeur, every icy hollow throbbing in pale blue tones of ineffable tenderness and beauty. Too saccharine, in any case, for 21st century realists. The scientists have another language, not without its own poetry. Ablation, rock flower, cirque, trim line, bergy bits. Glaciers pluck, surge, and calve. They leave behind erratics and kettles. Meanings are exact, a bergy bit requiring more than 7 but less than 15 feet of ice exposed above the waterline. These days, we turn to visual images. When we see, we forego much of our imaginative effort, the long reach of association, one thing inadequately representing another. Although in the end, it's all inadequate. The words and the pictures are small, distant, antiseptic. The thing that is not the real thing lacks the cold air, the deep rumble, runoff rubbing on stone, bird song. You cannot turn your head. You cannot lick the ice. You miss the whole sky, the waterfall just out of the picture, the concealed seal drawing a V across still water. All I really want to say is, go.
To hear the rest of the video essay, visit terrain.org.